You've kind of briefly gone over how you came to be, but explain to our listeners what inspired you to start painting.
Well, I've always painted, and what inspired me to do this show was actually just I just thought it would be a good fit, and I thought I'd be successful at it, and it appeals to me to be able to do something in a few minutes and to keep the audience in suspense, and then to show them what it is at the last minute. There's just something about that I find intoxicating. I really love it.
What did you find unique about speaking to an FFA-specific audience?
Oh, they were so great. First of all, it was a huge crowd, but also just they were kids and just filled with energy. And, oh, man, it was just unbelievable. Very, very, this was one of the best experiences I think I've ever had, really, on stage. Just couldn't ask for a better audience. Fantastic.
And with the 80th anniversary of the FFA jacket and all of us celebrating that, you painted a beautiful rendition of the jacket. What inspired you to do that one specifically?
Well, that they wanted something FFA, and that was it. They basically gave it to me. They said, we'd like you to do this. And then I wanted to find a way to make it a little more exciting to paint, so I added the faces of the kids. At first, we were going to have them from the back, and I just didn't feel like that was challenging. So I added the faces of the kids looking into the future as a kind of a message or something.
Your paintings definitely speak for themselves, but what key message would you like FFA members to take home or to apply in their lives?
Just follow your dreams, believe in your dreams, never give up, the basic stuff, but it's really true. You can't quit. You just go after something if you want it and go get it.
You're an extremely passionate individual, and one line of the FFA motto is living to serve, and you most definitely have done that by raising funds for charity. And what kind of guided you on that path?
Well, it just sort of happened. The charity started calling us, and it was, they started asking if we could do it, and then we realized after we worked a few of them that the paintings were really doing a lot of good. And we've sold paintings for as much as $60,000 each. And we've raised, $150,000 in one evening selling three paintings. And we've done it over and over again. And I get paid, we give a discount for charity for my fee, and I get paid my usual fee, and whatever the clients make, whatever the charity makes is what they make. And I'm just happy to do it. It's just been a really wonderful thing, and it's always exciting to, some of the great causes, helping kids with cancer or Make-A-Wish or, just all these amazing Boys and Girls Club. We do a lot with them. And even Case IH sponsoring me to be here. Case IH took care of all my expenses here so that the FFA can benefit. So, it's just always wonderful when we can help each other like that.
Well, we can tell you are extremely passionate, and we know that you're a very family-oriented person. So we really thank you for your time and for joining us here. So Dan Dunn, again with Paint Jam. This is Amy Burke from Illinois State University Collegiate FFA Chapter on FFA Today.